Pumwani Maternity Hospital is set in the heart of Eastlands in Nairobi. This is an area where many people can barely afford even one square meal each day. The hospital, which is run by the Municipal Council of Nairobi, is committed to providing reproductive health care for expectant mothers. The maternal and child health clinic is set slightly apart from the main hospital block on the corner of Isili 2nd Avenue, 5th Street. Here, I find Juliet Wangare Juguna. Juliet is a research nurse with Kenya AIDS Control Project. She works in this clinic to assist HIV-positive mothers.
We help with the enrollment, and as the patients are coming in, they are sifted. Then the one who happens to be HIV-positive or tests to be positive, we talk to them and we find out how long they've known their status or if they've disclosed to anyone. That's very, very important. And also if they have a cell phone.
About 5 months ago, the Kenya AIDS Control Project started using the Pumwani Hospital as a site for conducting the research aimed at following up with expectant women who are HIV positive using mobile phones. The phone contact is intended to make sure that mothers are keeping up with taking their antiretroviral medicines and stay informed on what they need to do during their pregnancy to reduce the risk of passing the virus on to their child. Mobile phones have become a popular means of communication in Kenya. The recent lowering of costs by the various service providers is encouraging even more people to embrace the mobile phone. Dr. Frida Govedi is a pediatrician consultant and the chief executive officer of Pumwani Maternity Hospital. She tells us more about how this initiative is helping these mothers.
Through this telephony, they are being empowered with information. How they should feed nutrition-wise, when they should take their vitamins, you know, when they should come for their CD4 counts, their viral loads, how often they should take the antivirals, and also just it's a sort of like an interactive media between the mother and the hospital and the healthcare worker. So she's able to click via SMS, and then we have these prompt messages that every so often they go at a particular time of the day. Please remember to take your medicine. Please remember to do 1, 2, 3.
Juliet and the other research nurses at Pumwani guide HIV-positive mothers at the clinic through a questionnaire to determine if they are candidates for the mobile phone program. The questionnaire records details such as the woman's age, her general health, how long she has known that she's HIV-positive, and if she's already on any medication. The mother also has to be staying within a reasonable distance of the hospital and be able to understand English or Kiswahili. The questionnaire responses are entered into a database. All the women will receive antiretroviral therapy, but a randomly selected group will also receive SMS messages. All the women will be followed up when they give birth to find out how they are. This is aimed at measuring the effectiveness of the SMS prompts to the mothers receiving the messages against the results from a control group. So what kind of messages do you send out to the expectant mothers who are in the intervention group?
First of all, they start by receiving one message per week, reminding them to come for their ANC visit. Then when they in the last month of pregnancy, the 9th month of pregnancy, the message changes. They get one to remind them to take their drugs. But we write, remember to take your vitamins. But we've already told them that it's ARVs. But we don't want to put that in a text because we don't know who can come across their phones. So the one for the ARVs, they get them 3 times in a week.
Juliet says stigma and the pressure to hide one's HIV status are a major challenge for HIV-positive women.
The numbers are there, that they're there, but disclosure is still a very huge issue in this country. Some of them do have their own phones, but they still don't want to be followed up by SMSs because they're like, if my husband gets hold of this, they'll wonder why is the hospital so clean? And you know, Pumwani is a government hospital, so people will wonder, when did it become so efficient and something like that? So they don't want that kind of scrutiny.
Extreme poverty is another challenge, with women sometimes missing appointments for lack of money for transport or at times not being able to make it as they struggle to make ends meet. Literacy is another obstacle, Juliet adds.
Another thing is some of them understand English and Kiswahili when you're even reading out to them, but they can't read, they're not literate. So their messages will not help them. Because yes, they'll see their messages come in. So there are some who have felt we should do calls in the future.
Pediatric specialist Govedi worries that the potential advantages of the SMS notification system are limited by the late enrollment into the program of many of the women who are far on in their pregnancy by the time they first come to Pumwani. Effective prevention of transmission calls for antiretroviral therapy to begin as early as possible during pregnancy.
Because you realize in the African culture, no mother will come to you when before she has ascertained she's pregnant. So we would have loved to get them as early as 14 weeks when we are able to institute the antiretroviral therapy for PMTCT. But we find many of mothers are coming to us well after 20 weeks, which is about 5 months.
A day in the life of a health worker providing mobile support is busy. Juliet must keep up with responding to various text messages and calls from the over 90 women enrolled in the program, as well as ensuring crucial information is sent out at the right time. The routine messages are programmed into a computer and sent out automatically. But when that system is down, a health worker must send them out manually to the women who depend on these reminders. This initiative has had a positive effect on Juliet's work, providing her with a sense of personal satisfaction beyond the normal call of duty. She feels like she's making a positive change in people's lives through the phone.
It feels good because you feel like you're doing something. They are grateful. Then they tend to ask you all sorts of questions, which is better than somebody being at home and assuming things or not being. So you feel like you're making an impact in people's lives.
The initiative began in July and is expected to end in mid-2013. Researchers hope to find clearly positive results in empowering women living with HIV to protect their own health and that of their newborn children. For IPS Africa, I am Mary Etumbe.